Okay, so there's quite a lot of people who are interested, and so maybe what we can do is to express topics that people would be interested to hear about, and and maybe we can do a presentation. Somebody can volunteer to have a presentation about it, about particular topics. So I can do a list of things, and if you have, once I write something, you can contribute if you want. So there's the geography side. Saki Einstein. And then there is the evaluation design. And we can on the Saki Einstein side, we can talk about the explicit metrics. And computations of volumes of the five manifolds, most of the problems was on five manifolds, and the sub manifolds, some cycles. We can discuss those things. We can also discuss toric representations of it. Of Saki Einstein manifolds. That's on the geometry side. Maybe people want to add to what I wrote over here.
How about the gravity dual of in maximization?
So here we will have
Before we leave the gravity side, so I think you should add the deformation theory of these things.
Deformations? Yeah. As Saki Einstein manifolds, in third dimensions, right?
No. What I mean is, so this is a Calabi-Yau, right? When you put it on a cone, and then so what are the resolutions and things?
You mean like the Minkowski summons and how that works to generate that information?
Yeah, exactly. So. Okay.
And
the
Kevin's class.
Right.
Okay. Okay, and then on the quiver side, we can discuss things like A maximization. We can discuss the construction of quiver gauge theories, so this will include tilings. And then there is this part of the gravity dual. There is something which is called z-minimization, which is the dual of maximization. And this is a method for computing volumes by knowing just the properties, general properties of the manifold, without knowing the explicit metric.
So, Ami, did you know that Brian Weck is going to be giving a talk about, one or two talks about some things of this kind,
yeah,
in the formal part of the...
In the formal part, he's going to talk about Emacsization, and he will give two talks at least, not more.
Two talks.
In the first talk that, in the first meeting that we had with Roshi, he said that, he mentioned maybe two.
Right.
I think it's two talks.
I suggested to these guys afterwards that he'd be asked to, it doesn't have to be him, but he'd be asked to say something about the explicit metrics also, partly because he was involved with some of that. Or maybe the connection with Z-manization. So it would be nice to know what he's planning to talk about.
Yeah, it's not yet clear what he's going to talk about. We don't have the people which were doing the Z-minimization here, so somebody will have to take over and explain the paper itself.
Wasn't there a follow-up paper that Brian was on?
About Z-minimization?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Yuji Tachikawa wrote a paper on the meaning of supergravity, meaning of Z minimization, and related to the attractor equation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he can contribute.
Thank you for introducing my work. There are another paper by Butti and Zaffaroni which connects the Z minimization.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. But
the liberal supergravity does not require the rhetoric manifold dependence model.
About my paper?
Yeah.
My work is basically concentrating on the five-dimensional supergravity on the AZS part, so it doesn't depend on the precise form of the Sasaki experiment.
So you need a weakly coupled supergravity fundament in AZS five.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't have to be weakly coupled.
I think in order to trust the supergravity approximation, it should be with a couple.
Are there more topics people want to cover? So for those who came out, we were making the list of topics to look at. And if somebody wants to hear about things which are not here.
Is there interest in exceptional collections?
So over here we can actually, I'm not even sure where to place it. Maybe it should fit over here.
Somewhere in between.
Somewhere in between. Yeah. No.
I don't know. On the quiver side, maybe you can put the exact image under formation. Non-perturbative super potential with fractional branch.
Non-perturbative super potential with fractional branch?
That's the one you just get.
Yeah.
Okay. Can talk about BPS states. Okay, and one form we can do that is to have in the form of a discussion, but I see that there are quite a lot of people, so maybe it should be done in the form of lectures. What are the thoughts about that? Shall we divide it into
talks that people will give? Maybe twice per week.
the number of people who show up to an organizational meeting is probably greater than the number of people who show up to the session.
Yeah, it's double. Yeah, that's right. So, well, okay, so let's try to meet twice per week. Starting from next week.
Let's see, I might have a little bit of squeeze here.
Yeah.
Well, you had someone on Anger Road, right?
Next Tuesday. We moved it from Monday to Tuesday.
Just moved it from Monday to Tuesday, but the flux value was moving to Monday.
I think that's possible. You mean the generalized geometries?
Yes. Tuesday.
Joe, when did you have it on Tuesday?
I'm sorry?
When did
3:30.
Oh, 3:30.
He sent an email just after this meeting started. But I got it.
Okay.
We were approaching the continuum limit in the
So Joe, the integrability working group is going to be Tuesday, 2 days?
No, it's just we haven't fixed anything but the first day.
Okay.
There's so much going on, I wanted to sort of see what everybody else's plan was, and maybe it's an evening or maybe, early morning.
3 a.m.
3 a.m.
That's
free.
Ami's probably up then, actually, with the paper.
Okay. Let's see, David, do you remember there were 2 days blocked out?
It had been Wednesday and Friday, but now I guess, I mean,
Wednesday and Friday at 2,
but Wednesday at 2, definitely conflicts with the colloquium starting as early as next week.
Is there one that's worth on the calendar?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh.
The colloquium?
Tony puts in my arm.
The colloquium is on Wednesdays?
Wednesday at 2.
And that's Wednesday. The usual time?
That's the
Wednesday
permanent
at two.
Time, Wednesday at 2.
Wednesday at 2.
So.
For some reason they were writing Tuesdays.
There's a physics colloquium on Tuesdays.
Oh, okay.
This is the KITP colloquium Wednesday.
I see.
Okay, now we have of course, an informal seminar spot Monday at 2. I'm a bit disorganized, an organizer. I don't know if we've actually scheduled somebody.
This coming Monday?
Yeah, this Monday. Mm-hmm.
What about these generalized geometries?
Generalized geometry is Friday at 2 and some other time this week. And I think
maybe it's
Monday at 2 is one of the things that was being suggested.
Did you write this?
See that there's actually
The 2 days,
I
think you showed
people who are interested is almost this strong. I think it's David, Steve, and myself, the only ones who've come to call.
I see.
So,
if they are related, that will be a good.
Then David, Steve, and I will be the only people who have those signs in the right paper.
Did they mention this yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, but this is what the AY said, Wednesdays and Fridays, so Wednesday is going to be shifted.
So will it be shifted to Monday?
We don't know.
We don't know.
There's an email discussion going on right now among some people.
So I guess I would suggest Monday morning or Thursday morning. The rest of the week is pretty blocked up.
So you mean
this is the informal session next week. Okay, I think nothing's been scheduled.
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Isn't Tommy giving a talk?
Well, that's what I thought was going to be the first one, and maybe we should just, and that, yeah, okay, I think I would propose that that would be the first one, and that you give some kind of overview for that, unless you're really hot to trot, and then we could put you on Monday morning.
I can try to do it on Monday morning, work over the week, but when is Brian coming? When is Brian giving the talk?
Week after next.
Oh.
Brian's two talks on background material and the A maximization stuff will be not next week, but the week after next. Next week's talks are on integrability.
Oh,
shout out our advisor.
I can do a Monday talk, which would be kind of an overview. What about Yoshi? Was he supposed to give something on Monday?
That's the Blackboard lunch.
Oh.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Great, you can so write papers at 3 a.m. That's
the solution. Okay, so I think in view of that, I think you should do next Friday morning. Okay. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous. No one's going to get any time to work. So, and then we're going to have plenty of integrability all week. And so I think that you should do next Friday at 11. I don't abuse my power. There's a great groundswell of interest. Maybe let's take a vote. So we're looking at Monday at 11 next week, or Friday at 11 next week. I don't know if everybody can see this, but the pink and the blue. Okay, so here we have Monday. We have Hiroshi. We have Hiroshi at a Blackboard lunch. Something at 2. I can't give it to you because the generalized geometries, Hitchin and Lewis might be taking that. Then we have an integrability talk and I guess an integrability workshop Tuesday afternoon.
The talk Tuesday is Eva.
Pardon?
The talk Tuesday is Eva, not integrability.
Oh, excuse me. You're quite right. Yes. So there's, you're right. So that's Eva, right. Then Wednesday we have, I think that's our first integrability talk from Weisberger Staudacher, and the other next one will be on Thursday. So you see the only blocks of time, and we have the colloquium. So the only blocks of time that are really available are Monday 11, Thursday morning sometime, and the standard time that we've blocked out for informal workshops, which is Friday 11. So that's my vote. Now, you have to wait a week to get started on this topic. So maybe people are eager. Yeah.
I mean, how long is this going to go on? I know integrability is actually a small group of people who are only here for a few weeks. Is this going to be 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 2 weeks?
We've got two talks from Brian on the subject. That's the week after next. It's a business general topic.
Yeah, but it's in the formal.
Right.
But it contains some of this material.
And it contains some of this material indeed. I don't know, have you talked to Brian about,
slightly.
What, organizing material so we don't have overlap?
This for sure, but this, whatever I will do, he will not cover.
Okay.
Vice versa.
Okay.
But in two talks, I would guess that he will cover A maximization and maybe he'll be able to talk about the Z minimization.
Okay.
Maybe do some simple examples.
Okay. So are we talking then three or four total, including Brian's two, or?
Well, it depends. If we try to cover all of those topics, then it would take quite some time. And
well, of course, you can do that. I mean, you know, people might, the audience might shrink, but you know,
yeah,
so maybe you should make the first talk very pedagogical and overview kind of thing. So get some broad idea of what all this is about. And then people can decide from there.
Yeah.
And so I would, so we just got set a time. So let me, and are you the only one who's going to be talking in addition to Brian? Are there any experts in the audience?
What I was thinking myself is that this will be in the form of a discussion. I don't want to be the only speaker.
Okay.
I think that many others have know enough to make a very good presentation. So I can just point a few. So we just heard of your work. We might hear about his work. Sergio has done Chris.
Okay, that sounds okay. So it sounds like there's a lot of material for good discussion there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but maybe sort of a talk, an overview talk for the rest of us. So let's. So we have Monday 11. Thursday 11. And Friday. Okay. So let's have a vote. All those in favor of Friday at 11 next week. 1, 2, 3. All in 3. Okay. All those in favor of Monday at 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did you just vote for Friday? 6. I think that's at Thursday alone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Is it possible to untable?
Yes.
Okay.
Untable.
The problem with Thursday, of course, is that geometric structures seminar is talking about replacing Wednesday with either Tuesday or Thursday morning, and has an email survey going out among them.
Okay.
But they can overlap. I mean, that's the time.
Well, third
morning.
Wednesday.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. You should have sent it. Some of us have courses pretty soon.
Particularly with more. So we have an anti-vote here.
We should kill Patty and do a week of runoff between now and then.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Okay, so let's.
Now, is this without, so you are trying to make it without an overlap?
We will try, maybe we won't succeed. Thursday, we also have a talk at 1:30. Okay, so, who wants Monday? Thursday? Six. Okay. Monday, Wednesday.
So for next week we will have one talk. What do we do after that?
I think we decide after that, at the end of that talk.
So, if you want to get that over again. Okay. So. Okay, so now if people want to hear more to the, in addition to the topics which we mentioned here, please approach me and we'll see how to organize that. Okay. So let's meet on Monday on 11. What I will do is to give a general overview of what were the main results in on two sides. And if there will be some time, I'll do some examples. And then I'll point to some works which were done in the field. Okay. Let's see.